Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome and thank you for joining us on another episode of Ask the Experts right here on Talk 1370. This is a show about your health, your life, and much more with our rotating cast of experts. As always, you can catch up on all of our past shows on talk1370.com/experts. And if you have a question for any of our experts, feel free to email us, asktheexperts@talk1370.com. Our expert today is Barry Fowler. Barry is the president of Taxation Solutions. He is an enrolled agent licensed to represent taxpayers before the International Revenue Service, also known as the IRS. His experience in the tax and finance industry spans over 30 years. Barry has been recognized by America's premier expert in tax resolution and tax planning. He has been instrumental in helping thousands of people resolve complex tax issues with the IRS. Barry, welcome to the program.
Oh, thanks, Matt. It's always a pleasure to be here and be on Talk 1370 is great. Looking forward to bringing some great information on solving people's tax debts right here to the Austin area.
Okay, so let's start off hot and heavy talking about that dreaded tax debt monkey on our listeners' back. The first question for you, Barry, is IRS tax debt. What is the main cause?
Well, you see, a lot of people get in trouble with the IRS because of when they're filing their taxes, and usually it's the first year of self-employment. You're out there contracting, maybe you became a consultant, or maybe you opened a new business and you were successful and you made money, and you're not realizing, or you never saw a tax expert to talk about what's going to happen when you owe money as being self-employed. And when you're self-employed, you have to pay that self-employment tax. You still got to pay your federal income tax. And now all of a sudden you owe $10,000 or $20,000. You decide not to file that return. IRS doesn't come after you right away. So, the next year you don't file on it, snowballs. The other thing we see is people taking money out of their 401ks or IRAs and not paying the tax on it up front. And they get stuck with that big tax bill. So, there's many reasons that people get into the tax debt, but you got to actually find your way out of it.
So if I, the taxpayer, received one of these dreaded IRS letters, what should I do?
Well, don't be like a lot of people and just throw them away. It's not junk mail. It's not something that you really want to avoid. You actually should open up the letter and read it. Sometimes, rarely, of course, it's good news. They're sending you more money because maybe you didn't realize you made an estimated tax payment, or maybe there was money that you rolled over from the prior year to this year and you didn't include it on your return. But more than likely, it's that letter that says, hey, you owe more money because maybe you just transposed some numbers on entering a W-2. Maybe you left off your distribution from your 401k. So there's some things that are easy to fix. Other letters are demanding that you file a back tax return that you didn't file, or that dreaded notice of intent to levy or final notice of intent to levy. And now all of a sudden you've got a real issue that you've got to deal with, right here, right now, up front. And when you do get that, and that's when you need to pick up the phone and just call my office, Taxation Solutions, at 512-212-4842. We give you a free consultation. Let's talk about it. Let's see what you guys can do to fix the IRS problem and what's going on in that letter.
Well, I'm pretty sure any small business owner would be terrified to open up an IRS letter, especially after filing every year.
Now, Matt, if you're talking about a small business owner, a lot of those letters deal with payroll and payroll taxes. And when you start dealing in payroll and payroll taxes, it's a major issue because now the IRS starts issuing trust fund penalties against the employer but not just the owner of the company, but if you're actually a signer on the checking account, you could just be an office manager and a signer, they can come after you as well personally. So it doesn't just affect the owners. It can affect anybody that's a signer on the checking account.
And so is there a letter that a taxpayer should be most frightened of?
Well, just like any typical taxpayer, any letter that comes from the IRS is a frightening experience. But the final notice, and it says on their big bold print, final notice of intent to levy, means the IRS is coming after your bank account within the next 30 to 45 days. You know, if you owe the IRS money, you know, you got that tax debt monkey on your back, and, you know, it weighs you down. I mean, we see it every day when we talk to people, you know, right here on the phone. And when we meet with our clients, you know, we could see it's just weighing heavily on them. But you got to find a way out from underneath it and not be worried about, hey, my paycheck just went into the bank. Did the IRS just levy my account and take everything? I mean, that's got to be the worst feeling. And talking to people that this has happened to, they're like, well, why did it happen? Well, because you ignored that notice. You've ignored the IRS, and you need to get somebody working on your behalf and going between you and the IRS. And that's where Taxation Solutions comes in, is that go-between.
And of course, to get a hold of Barry and his team at Taxation Solutions, you can check out their website, taxationsolutions.net, or you can pick up the phone and give them a call, 512-212-4842. Barry, my next question is, what happens when a taxpayer ignores the IRS collections? You talked about, you know, getting that final notice, but what if that taxpayer decides to just not open the envelope or just leave it on his table?
A lot of times it'll be the IRS files substitute for a return, which means you ignored some letters and you hadn't filed some returns, and the IRS files a return on your behalf. And usually when they do that, if you were contract and got 1099s, they give you no business deductions. They give you no family deductions. There's no deduction for exemption or Schedule A and exemptions and all those deductions. It gets filed as single and zero and at the highest rates. So you become in trouble and indebted to the IRS. And then they pursue these heavy collections to where if they can go after your client, they can levy the client and take all your money before it gets to your bank account. They can garnish your wages if you're a W-2 employee. We just saw this from one of the businesses we work with. One of their employees ended up getting wages garnished because they didn't deal with $22,000 worth of tax debt. He's married with a couple of kids, but on his W-4, he had married in zero, and now they're only leaving him $1,000 every 2 weeks to live on. Can you live on that? That's almost impossible.
Mm-hmm. And so what can a taxpayer do once the bank account is levied?
As a taxpayer, it's really hard to do anything. Us, as your tax professional, you get us involved. We can at times stop that levy, get the money back, show them that how much you need that money to be able to live on and make your payments, make your house payment, make your car payment, pay your credit card bills or anything else you got to go through and pay that is required. We're able to get some of that money back at times. Now, if you've been involved with the IRS and you've really made your revenue officer mad to where you've ignored everything and maybe you agreed to certain things and you haven't done it, makes it really difficult. And that's why I say, hey, you know, the best thing you can do is get a professional, whether it's Taxation Solutions or somebody else, get a professional to be handling this for you. So you don't say something that, one, you regret, you can't take back. Maybe you didn't understand what the IRS says, but that's why us here at Taxation Solutions have enrolled agents, tax attorneys, and CPAs that work for us that know how to handle and have the years of experience in dealing with the IRS. And it's also one of the reasons why here at Taxation Solutions, we give you that free consultation right up front so we can figure out what needs to be done with you and how we can do it and how we can help you. But there is nothing I can do for somebody that doesn't call us. And so, that we've determined, you know, pretty quickly. So, you know, pick up that phone, you know, call us at 512-212-4842. 48, 42, and let us get started. Let us talk about what the problem is. Even if you're considering hiring some other firm, give us a call first, because we're going to tell you absolutely straight what we can do. It's one of the things that we do for all of our clients across Texas.
We got about a minute before the break. So what should our listeners do if they prepared their taxes, but and they know what they owe, but they can't afford to pay their taxes at that time?
Well, real quick, in this minute, is what you need to do is file the return anyway. It avoids certain penalties that the IRS would assess for you for failure to file. You're still going to get assessed the failure to pay penalty, but you don't want the other big penalties that come along. So go ahead and get them filed, and then let us deal with the IRS problem of owing them money and figuring out the best way to get around that. Again, hey, feel free to call us. Call me here at Taxation Solutions. It's 512-212-4842. And let us get started moving your tax problem down the road and get that monkey off your back.
Again, that number is 512-212-4842. Of course, taxationsolutions.net is our website. We're going to step aside for a quick break, but we're going to be right back with much more Ask the Experts after this.
Talk 1370.
Welcome back to Ask the Experts right here on Talk 1370. Today we're speaking with Barry Fowler, the president of Taxation Solution. And for any of you just joining us on the program, our first segment was about receiving those dreaded IRS letters and what our listeners could do if they received them. But, you know, we're going to change gears a little bit. Barry, do you offer a fresh start program for taxpayers?
Well, you know, that's really an interesting question, Matt, because you hear it on the radio all the time that this resolution firm or that resolution firm has a Fresh Start program. Well, actually, the Fresh Start program is offered by the IRS. It's not something that, a resolution company decided, hey, we got a Fresh Start. No, we help you work through the Fresh Start program that the IRS offers. But what the IRS is really offering you is a way to get you to pay them as much money as possible. So what we do is we work through our own proprietary program that figures out if we can reduce your tax debt to a reasonable amount. Let's get it down there, whether it's through an offering compromise, whether it's a partial pay installment agreement, or you have to full pay and we do it at the lowest possible payment plan. Everybody's situation is different. Now, what makes us different in this is that we go through a complete analysis of what exactly your tax debt is, when that debt will fall off because of statute of limitations, and then make the right determination. Offering compromise, just because it sounds good, doesn't make it right for everybody and in everybody's situation. We get people calling us after they've called some of our competition that's out there, and all they were doing was suggesting, you know, oh, well, we can get you an offering compromise, but when we sit down and talk to them about their numbers and how much money they make and what they have in assets, they can actually afford to make payments on this plan and not qualify for an offering compromise. So you got to watch, you know, what you're doing and how you do it. And then there's some people that, you know, they're saying we're going to go through an offering compromise, but it'd be better to do a partial pay because the debt actually will fall off in a short period of time and the statute of limitations will run out, whereas an offering compromise, you're liable for that for the next 5 years if you don't stay on the complete straight and narrow. So there's a lot of different situations, and you just got to make sure you're with the right group and getting this done the right way. And that's why we have Taxation Solutions and why I'm so involved with every taxpayer that we work with to make sure that we're putting together the right package and getting it done the right way.
And does a taxpayer that hires Taxation Solutions have to talk to the IRS, or is this done by you guys directly?
You know, we don't want anybody to talk to the IRS. So when you hire us, you're done talking to the IRS. It's all in our court. The IRS, once we have power of attorney to talk to the IRS on your behalf, they're required to call us. and deal with just us. If the IRS is to call you, you would actually have one of our business cards and you would say, whoever your revenue officer is that you're dealing with, if they were to call you or stop by, you would hand them my card and say, call Mr. Fowler. He's dealing with all this. He's my representative. He's my enrolled agent. He's my power of attorney. And turn around and walk away and don't say another word to them. We don't want you talking to them. And the IRS is not supposed to be talking to you. They should only be dealing with us as your representative. And that wouldn't that make you feel better knowing that you don't have to deal with the IRS or talk to them and that you got somebody else that's going to stay awake at night worrying for you?
Oh, absolutely. I'd much rather have someone that I know that someone that knows what they're talking about.
Yeah. And you know, that's the big thing is what happens when you're sitting there talking to the IRS and they ask one of those seemingly innocent questions. And it may have been something simple about a trip or something that you may have taken that you have down for business. And you mentioned, oh, yeah, I took a trip to, you know, Orlando, Florida to go meet clients. But, you know, we spent all the days at Disney World. Well, maybe your family did and you just misspoke and you were actually there for business. And now all of a sudden they're saying you can't write off the trip. It's those seemingly innocent questions that get taxpayers in trouble. And that's why having somebody that's an enrolled agent on your side dealing with this takes it out of your hands and lets you sleep at night.
And Barry, would you tell us some success stories that you have with Taxation Solutions?
Do you want the amazing ones or, you know, do you want some that, you know, are really, we consider pretty good, but not the best? Yeah, it's amazing what we do. I have this guy, JB, out of Conroe, Texas. He was a truck driver, and he was in debt with the IRS for $134,000. Yeah, $134,000. And we settled his debt for $1,200. That's all he paid the IRS. So he had $132,800 savings. We have another client here that owed $49,000, C&J. We settled his in an offering compromise for $2,400, a $46,000 savings. Mr. Chamberlain, all we could do, we worked with him to try to solve his problem. We got him on a very, very low payment plan, but we also got the IRS to take away $5,127 of penalties off of him. So, you know, we work every way possible to try to reduce a debt and get it down to the lowest amount. You know, just this year we had a retired teacher come in and people get amazed by this, but she owed the IRS $103,000. Now imagine a retired teacher owing $103,000. Well, she ended up going through an auditor for a few years because she was doing a lot of contract consulting work, tutoring after school. And she put all the money in her bank account. They went through and added up all the accounts, and that's how they came up. She owed $103,000. She's retired. She's only on teacher retirement, doesn't have anything else coming in. We settled her $103,000 debt for $300. So she's able to get back to living her life and being able to live on what teacher retirement's given her without having to worry about, you know, what the IRS is doing. And you know, if you go to our website, taxationsolutions.net, you can go look at testimonials. We've got an unbelievable number of testimonials right there on the website that show you the kind of things that we do and the solutions that we put in place for our clients across the board.
And does everyone settle for a fraction of what they owe?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
I wish I could say that I had a magic wand to say everybody that calls me, we could actually settle them for fractions. But everybody, like I said, everybody's situation is different. And where that comes in is, you know, if you owe the IRS, let's say $50,000 and you've got $100,000 of equity in your house, and maybe some other land free and clear and money in retirement accounts, well, you've got enough assets that the IRS could actually cover their debt. You need a different kind of solution. And that solution may be where we can possibly get you into a partial pay installment agreement. Maybe we can just get penalties abated. But we work down every avenue possible to try to lower the debt. And sometimes the IRS is absolutely wrong. Meaning, you know, they assessed you, it wasn't correct. You should never have owed the money to begin with. And we can get the IRS to get rid of that debt by filing maybe an amended return or maybe an audit reconsideration. If you've got the support, we know how to get it handled with the IRS to make sure that we can get a correction done in your account if it requires it.
And can everyone benefit from using Taxation Solutions?
Absolutely. And sometimes not. If you're not willing to participate and help us help you, I know that sounds like a cliche, but it requires your help to help my professionals and my team here at Taxation Solutions get the solution you need and you can get. We need your help. We need information from you. So if you're participating, yes, you can benefit. Everybody can benefit from using Taxation Solutions. I guarantee that if you're working with us, that we are going to find you the best solution. We're going to do everything we can to reduce your tax debt. And where we can't, we're going to get the payments reduced as low as possible so that you can afford to live your life and still get this worked out with the IRS. So you can sleep at night. Your wife can sleep at night.
And Barry, we just got about a couple minutes before we wrap things up here today. Now, remember that in the first segment, you mentioned that you guys offer free consultations. But for our listeners, how do the taxpayers know who to use to settle their tax debt?
Of course, I'm going to tell you the only company you need to call is Taxation Solutions.
Right.
Because we know how to handle your tax debt. We're going to be upfront and honest with you right from the get-go of what you can do or can't do with your tax debt and the IRS. If you were to call somebody else and then make us your second call, you will hear an absolute difference between the way we handle stuff and the way our competitors handle things. We're going to talk about your tax situation. We're going to find out all about you, how this tax debt came about, why the IRS is saying you owe this money. And then we're going to talk about your life and what's happening in your life and what your financial situation is so that we can figure out exactly what road we need to go down with for you to help put the proper solution in place and what needs to be done to get there. And like I said, everybody's situation is different. That's why my tax consultants are schooled in exactly what they need to do and how they need to go through and work through this analysis so that our enrolled agents and our CPAs and our tax attorneys can all work with you to settle this debt where we can for a fraction of what you owe, or maybe, hey, just get rid of penalties and some interest, or maybe fix the tax problem another way. But that's the stuff that we know how to do, and we work on them on an individual basis with each and every client that calls us.
Again, that number is 512-212-4842, taxationsolutions.net. Barry, I want to thank you again for joining us on the program.
Matt, thank you for having me. Last thing I want to tell people is, hey, if you got a tax problem, get in front of it and deal with it. Don't let it fester and become worse. Pick up the phone. Let us talk about it. Let us give you that free consultation. Again, that number is 512-212-4842. Here at Taxation Solutions, you know, we're here for you to help solve the tax problems. Matt, again, thank you for having us on Talk 1370. It's a pleasure to be here helping people all around Austin.
Thank you again, Barry. And that wraps it up for this half hour of Ask the Experts. But don't go anywhere. We got another 30 minutes coming up right after this.
Engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly! parts.